In Lakewood, they're asking you to keep the change because there's a problem there with panhandling. They certainly don't want to encourage it. So curbing panhandling, telling people to keep the change. That's a clever way of encouraging people not to give to somebody.
That's right. And this is controversial. A lot of people think it's great that we shouldn't encourage panhandling. And others think that the problem is the way that they're putting up these signs that, you know, that suggest that if you give money to panhandlers, what you might be doing, you never know. So you might be encouraging somebody's alcohol or drug addiction, mm-hmm. or you could be encouraging somebody's fakery. That some of these guys who claim they're vets might be fake vets. And so if you give your money to a respectable institution that deals with this, you're better off. Mm-hmm. And the pushback on that is that, unfortunately, the way the city is handling this is to stigmatize the homeless or the panhandlers, because they're suggesting that these are the possibilities. And so anytime you look at a vet who might be panhandling, you think, well, he might be faking it. Or, oh, he might be on drugs. But yeah. They said that's we cited that earlier in the show. Some of the reasons why people are in the position they're in, and substance abuse was not as high on the list as others, for instance. And this idea of fake vets may not be as big a problem, but it does kind of stigmatize anybody who's out there panhandling. Encourages the public to look, well, I don't know if I trust you. So they're both sides of the issue.
A guy by the name of David Spears and graduated from college with 2 degrees, and then he wrote a book called Exit Ramp, a short case study of the profitability of panhandling, mm-hmm. Available at Amazon. He is a guy that spent 12 whole days out on the side of the street, and he has a degree in economics, double major, economics and political science, and he just wanted to see what happens when you stand out there to get some hard data on this. At 33 years old, with a bushy beard and a cardboard sign that said Iraqi vet, and he actually is an Iraqi vet,
okay.
Twice.
There you go, then.
So he says anything helps. He conducted the research on the off-ramp near Oregon City, and here's what he found. He said that the donations ranged anywhere from 4 cents to a $100 bill.
Wow.
He averaged $5.13 on his worst day, an hour, on his worst day, $24.63 per hour on his best. One of every 59 people driving by gave money. Middle-aged people between 25 and 49 gave more money than the older or younger people, although according to only 39% of insured drivers in Oregon, middle-aged drivers make up 80% of the donors. Okay, he said that people will give anywhere from gift cards, bottles of water, jerky, or homeless care packages. He said that the major theme of the study is not just the money one earns but while panhandling, but also the surprising amount of generosity our culture still produces. He said every time somebody gave him something, it was to sort of reinforce this idea, people are basically good. He felt a little bad, or more than a little bad, about deceiving people because he already had a job at the time. But he thought this would be an interesting study, and he ended up writing the book. Took the rest of the year to write the book, The Short Case Study of Profitability of Panhandling. So $24.63, and the final take is this. A panhandler, he can make $11.10 an hour. That's more than Oregon's minimum wage, which at the time was $8.95.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's tax-free.
Yeah, but also, do they work eight-hour days? I'm wondering when they say, per hour, how many... that would be amazing if this guy on his best day made $24 an hour.
So does that mean that panhandling, if you give someone a $15 an hour minimum wage, it discourages panhandling?
If you give someone a $15 minimum wage, yeah, right.
Yeah, maybe
discourage
so.
Discourage panhandling, right. And you could have a job works program, right?
Yeah.
Just give people the job.
So how do you feel about that? We just did a story in Lakewood. They're trying to discourage that. This guy sees the not the betterment of mankind, but he has a better opinion of humanity by being on the receiving end of this.
Of duping people?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, the dupe, though, isn't that he wasn't an Iraqi vet.
Right.
The dupe was this was a social experiment. I think we're probably giving him a pass on the duping.
Well,
I mean, do you think, in other words, is he encouraging bad behavior or good behavior? Do you think you're a better person for giving money to the homeless? It's not homeless. It's panhandlers. They might not be homeless.
Right.
Yes.
So what they're doing is they're asking you, it must work or they wouldn't do it. And it meaning they would not stand there if they didn't get something out of it. It's interesting. I interviewed this woman once at Union Gospel Mission. We were there. The kids were there on a Sunday making breakfast. And the lady said, well, it's really, really hard work being a panhandler standing out there because it's very, very cold. Your feet get really hurt. You're standing for a long time. You get swollen ankles. It's a tough job. And I said, so it's a job? And she sort of saw it, as a job. And she said she would do like 6 hours. She goes, it's really hard on you. And you feel like saying, well, why not go get a
yeah,
job.
It'd be easier.
It would seem to be easier, right?
Yeah.
But no, she said, no, that was like, she saw it as her job was to work that corner and get that money.
Well, it can't be easy. I know we all think, oh, they're just too lazy and all this, but I would not do that. I mean, that is a miserable life, just sitting there for hours on end, hoping for the beneficence of strangers.
Well, the beauty of it is you set your own hours, right? It's all tax-free.
Yeah.
And is this guy's? Wow. These guys making $10.10 an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. It's not what I'd be willing to do.
Not for you, Tom. No way. I'd be begging for anything. Let's see if we come back. We'll talk about the fact that.